Welcome to the Amazing Race Podcast. My name is John.
And I'm Cindy.
Is that true?
Yes, it is.
It's true, you're Cindy.
I got it, Bozo the Clown.
Bozo the Clown. Bozo the Clown today.
That's where your hair looks. I'm sitting across you thinking, oh, I gotta give him a haircut.
Gotta give him a haircut.
I need to give him a haircut. But
anyway, so you see, you talk loud, you don't talk
loud. I'm not doing nothing. You're the producer. This should be all prepared ahead of time. It shouldn't matter whatever your voice is. It should be an even thing.
Remember, Dell uses the same microphone, and Dell's really loud. Yes.
Now you're making excuses. Okay, got it.
Making excuses. I make excuses on like some of the teams that don't make excuses or what. I know what I'm trying to say, but anyway, we had another exciting show today.
Yes, we did.
It was a sad ending.
Yes.
But you know, they handle it with class.
Yes, they did.
A lot of people don't handle those situations with class. They didn't cry. They didn't scream. They didn't yell. They didn't just did the challenges and did what they could.
But. Yep. I was still bummed, though. I still don't understand why they U-turn you. I didn't. And I, you know, this is something. God, how long have we been watching the show? We could have this discussion all the time. Okay, for years. I didn't know when you did U-turns, you're only allowed to do it one time.
I knew that.
I didn't know that. But then I started thinking when I was cleaning the house yesterday. I was thinking,
because
what
else do you have to think about when you're cleaning house?
You know, I just started thinking, and I was thinking, well, that makes sense, because then people, all they would do is U-turn everybody all the time, and that's how they would become the champions.
Well,
so,
you have to prepare, you have to, it's strategy.
Right.
Like, yeah.
But so I understood it then. I was like, ah, that makes sense. That's logical. Okay, got it.
So anyway, I have a theory, well, I mean, it's pretty obvious, I think, why they did it after I thought about it.
Okay.
Anyway, before we go on, this show and like many other shows. Like,
do you want me to help you with your memory?
Yes, Survivor with Colleen, Jay, and Jack. This is The Amazing Race.
Right.
We have The Married Man Show.
Leftovers.
The Ramblecast. The Leftovers with Jay and Jack. The Lost Podcast.
Sports
Talk with Three Stupid Guys.
Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead with Three Stupid Guys. Soon to be Downton Abbey.
Yes.
Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Billionaire.
Yes.
We should.
Yeah, because, you know, it's got Damian Lewis. Hello.
Damian Lewis.
I need to have some kind of excitement in my life because you look like Bozo the Clown.
Maybe
so.
Get Damian Lewis on the show.
Hello.
No, you can't. I can't do it.
I'm Damian
no.
Lewis. Hello, Dave.
If you ever got him on the show, I couldn't talk.
Hello, mm-hmm. Cynthia Clown.
No.
I'm so proud you're doing a show.
No. It'd be like how you met Dorothy Hamill for the first time. No.
I was very common.
Yeah, but there's no way. You know, this would be the first time in, I think, our 30 years together, you would see me not talk.
Oh my God! It'd be a blessing. It'd be a blessing to get him on the show. But anyway, you can help support this show by going to Patreon/JayandJack, or is it Patreon.com/JayandJack? And help us out if you can, or not. Give us a 5-star review. If you're gonna do a 4 or lower, don't bother wasting.
Would you like me to help you organize? Why don't you put like a little sticky note that says exactly what you're supposed to say all the time, and then you would know what's going on?
Because I like to be.
That's what professionals do.
I don't want it to be.
Hello.
I don't want to be robotic. Hello. Thank you for watching the Amazing Race Podcast with Jack and Cindy.
You could never be robotic.
Hello. Hello.
You dance robotic, but that's about it.
Dobre arigato, Mr. Roboto.
Domo.
I think we got off topic there, but that's okay.
That's all right.
This Thanksgiving is coming up this week.
Yes. Happy Thanksgiving to all our listeners.
Before we forget, if you don't celebrate Thanksgiving, happy whatever you do.
Yes. Enjoy your day. If you're with your family, enjoy it because time goes by fast.
If you're not with your family, we're thinking about you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So thank you.
No, thank you.
We're thinking about.
What are you thankful for?
What am I thankful for? I'm thankful that I remembered all the shows that
you
we
did
podcast.
Not. I told you some of them.
But you didn't let me finish.
Oh, you know. You're like the kids when they were little. They always had an answer for everything.
Well, if the answer is true, it must be blue.
You would.
It must be blue.
First of all, you would never say you were wrong.
I'm wrong. February 25th, 1989.
Those of you who don't know, that's our anniversary date.
I think it's funny. Anyway, so we got. You want to get
not
to
as
the
funny
race?
As your face.
You want to get to the Amazing Race recap?
Yes.
Recap.
I didn't tell you what I was thankful for.
What were you thankful for?
I'm thankful for my life, and because of my life, I got you and our children and their significant others, and then our family, and then our grandson. That's what I'm thankful for.
I think mine was more believable.
Okay.
We start out with Team Green gets to start off first.
Yes. Which seems to be routine.
Which is shocking.
Yeah.
They're heading to New Delhi, India.
Yes. Where I don't think I ever want to go.
Well, just a lot of people there.
That's what You know how I am about claustrophobic stuff?
Yeah.
I think I would just freak out there. It has nothing to do with the place.
No, it's just there's a lot
It's just a lot of people there. And I think I would just my anxiety of.
We do well in New York, but you didn't do well at Buckingham Palace.
No, my God.
Changing of the guards.
Yeah, it was changing of the guards. It was something of the guards.
Yeah.
And I was trying to explain to
it was make them laugh.
Anyway, it was very crowded, and I was trying to explain to my oldest daughter, who she wanted me to see it real bad. So
she's a lot like you.
She's being sweet. However,
Anyway,
what I do is
listen. And
I don't like crowds. If you don't know that about me, I'm telling you that. Who's coming in? And
she heard you talking about it. Don't talk about me.
Anyway, so she wanted to make sure I saw it. But what I do is when I know the crowds are going to be bad, I have a little conversation in my head with myself to calm myself down so I'm able to do that.
Calm yourself down.
But the whole time she kept saying, Mom, 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 Mom.
She was irritating you.
And I couldn't concentrate, so I freaked out and I ran away.
Because I walked. I said, hey, I'll go see if the queen can give us a better seat. I'll drink the tea. Okay, anyway. Will that make you happy? I'll drink your tea.
So that's what I was watching that. And I was watching everybody like going into on the trains and all the things they were doing. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Well, you had the people in the train terminal.
Well, in Japan. I don't think I could ever go to Japan either. There's no way. Unless I don't know, take something and I'm all loopy.
That's all we need is loopy Sid.
But anyway, I was thinking the same. Because when weren't they, what were we talking about? I was thinking, I was like, God, I could never do Japan. They were showing I was reading a book, and they were talking about the bus and how they're all like sardines in there. And I was like, oh my God, I couldn't do it.
If you go on YouTube and you saw it, it's like they're all squeezed. I don't know how they do that.
That's another place I wouldn't be able to go to.
We used to do the Holly Bowl. We used to get on the trolley to be like.
Well, I would talk.
I used to try and leave a buffer. I tried to.
Because I don't like people. I don't like people to know, or I don't like to be. I don't want to say show weakness. It's not a weakness. But I like to try to overcome some of my issues. So I try to convince myself I could do it.
Right.
And then that's what you saw me one time just like jump up and try to walk out.
Yeah. Well, I try to keep a buffer for you and keep that, you know, people are pushing and shoving. And
yes.
You know how people are.
Sometimes I do well with it.
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't bother
me. Sometimes I don't at all.
But the India thing.
I couldn't do it.
There's a lot of people.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
All right. So anyway, there's a U-turn ahead.
Yes.
Justin can't wait for the Dallas boys to go home.
I know.
But here I thought that was good stretch. You know, I was noticing he has like a serial killer laugh. And I'm not saying Justin's a serial killer.
No, I hear you.
I don't think he is, but he has a he has a serial killer. Am I right?
Yes, he does. He's a pot stirrer. He stirs the pot.
But this I thought was good strategy. He was telling everybody who he wanted them to U-turn without telling them to U-turn him. Because you see their face, you saw Joey's face. He was shaking his head. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's good strategy. Yeah, if we can't get ahead of Team Green, we need to knock off our nearest competitor.
But they were so far behind.
But it's for
they were in last place. They had to know that, and they knew that they had to do a double
speed bump.
Speed bump. So I wouldn't have thought they would have picked them.
But I'll tell you why when we get to
okay.
But I think he did that, and it got everybody thinking. And Justin, I think, he's a puppet master. He had them doing exactly what he wanted them to do without him having to do the dirty work.
Okay.
He's also trying to throw off. I think if anybody got to the U-turn first and didn't U-turn them,
it
would have been stupid. But unfortunately, they just can't get ahead of them. So I think they did the next best thing for them. Logan and Chris try to tell Justin how to play the game, and Justin's just looking at him like, it's just like, why are you trying to tell me how to play the game?
Yeah.
I think that he didn't say it in so many words, but it basically said, you need to U-turn whoever you feel is coming after you.
Right.
He just said, I just thought it was stupid that they were trying to tell him how to play the game.
I would agree with you.
At this point, he's won, six legs of the race? And they even said when they walked up to, there is another team here. And Justin even laughed.
Right.
We get to talk to another team. It's nice to talk to it because they're so far ahead of everybody. I
just thought that was really silly of Logan and Chris to do that.
Well, I think they were trying to save themselves, but they went to the wrong person. Justin's not going to. Justin, he knows that he's been bragging about knowing the game, but we've said it for a few weeks now. He's backing it up. He does know the game.
Yeah.
He understands the game and how it's played. So that was a waste of time. Logan tells him that the cheerleaders U-turned him, and the cheerleaders to their and then Logan then
Logan backpedaled.
No, Justin went over and told the cheerleaders, and the cheerleaders went back and said, "No, we didn't," which I thought was great. I said, "Don't admit it. Don't admit it, because they'll turn you out of spite."
Yeah.
And so then Logan and Chris were like, and then Chris said, "Great move, Logan." Now we're the targets. So I thought that was a, I thought it was good for the cheerleaders to deny it. Good move right. on their part. Every team takes a tut-tut to the next challenge.
Yes.
And those, I think, would be the scariest thing. They I think they show them almost every year. I think they go to India a lot.
They do.
And those tut-tuts, it's like, I don't think I could drive there.
No.
I mean, I
well, I already told you I couldn't go there, so I can't even do the Raisin Race then. Because, you know, they go, it seems like they go to India every time.
Yeah, I think it's more for the, like, fear factor. You're on those tut-tuts, and it's like, they're just weaving in and out of traffic. Yes.
A different, in different world.
There you go. Let's see. It's laundry day.
Yes.
And I'm looking at, and I think most people had the same reaction. Okay, they're doing laundry. They're laying it out in the sand. There's cows walking everywhere. Dogs walking everywhere. What's the point of doing the laundry?
I know. But do you think it was just for that thing?
No, I think that's, you think it's just for the, how they.
Because you didn't see everybody else's laundry there.
Well, that's true. I didn't think about that. So it's just part of the process.
Maybe the process for they did for that.
I didn't even think about that. I'm like going, why would you put the laundry on the sand?
Because everybody was doing laundry there.
And, but can, and can we tell, can I just say something? Those people doing the laundry, I don't know what they're getting paid, but it's not enough.
No.
That's a lot of work.
But I was thinking after, because at first I was with you, I was like, well, that's ridiculous. You're ruining those clothes going in the sand. We all know what wet you know, towels are like.
You can't, because you can't get the sand
no.
out. Well, anyway, I'm sorry, anyone that's been to a beach.
Right. So anyway.
You people in the Midwest, sorry, you may not know.
So then I was thinking, do I go? You know what? I kept watching it, and you didn't see anything else being laid out. So I think it
That's a good point.
I think it was just for that
Did you save this so I would come out and look stupid?
No, I just thought about it just now. Whatever.
I'm just kidding. But I didn't think about that. I was like going, wow, that's why are you laying out in the sand? Because like you see the cows walking by,
yeah, and I just,
the
it, dogs it just walking by. They're beautiful colors, though.
It was. Oh, it was gosh, probably nice material.
I would have loved those scarves and
but
stuff.
My gosh, that work, that guy beating that laundry on top of the thing and having to fold it a certain way.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
I'm like going, I just, I mean, you do it. Because then you have the, you know, I was Denise kept dropping the clothes on the sand. I go, well, that's not going to come out.
Nope.
Anyway, we find out the speed bump for the Team Texas is they both have to do the challenge.
Yeah, and that's a hard. That was probably, of all the challenges I saw, I thought that was probably one of the hardest ones.
Because it makes sense that it's like, I think I'd rather have a non, I'd rather just be eliminated because I don't think they had a chance after that.
But don't you get so much money for the farther you go along?
Yeah.
I mean, they do that for Dancing with Stars, like every, each.
Yeah, but they'd already gone as far as they could go.
Oh, I see your point.
But anyway. It was tough dragging those bikes through the sand.
Yes.
It was a lot of work. I mean, it was a lot of work doing that.
And you know what? You have to Team Alabama, the mother.
Yeah.
Good for her.
She is a gamer.
She really is. I was impressed because I was like, that was not easy.
As hard as we were on the beginning, because just.
I feel bad now.
I don't know if I.
I feel bad.
A little bad. I mean, she's.
I was calling her mommy dearest.
She did. She made some mistakes, you know, that she probably regrets.
Right.
And they seem to be getting along.
Right.
They work well together, work hard.
I mean, she's got to be, you know, close to our age or maybe older, and you got to give that woman credit. I mean, it's hard work. That she put that bike on that sand, and she kept going and going and going. Oh, that was impressive. Did I lose you, Jack?
No, I'm listening to what you're saying.
Oh.
And then they're talking about. Tanner's asking him, hey, is anyone going to U-turn us? It's kind of not good for U-turn us. You know, we're in the best. And then Joey said, he says, yeah, I'm okay with U-turning him. I said I wouldn't, but I'd be okay with U-turning him. Kelsey and Joey finished first. Logan and Chris second. Diane and Justin third. So those are three people going on.
That's the
on.
First time I think I saw them in third place.
Yeah. Well, no, they at the one with the Van Gogh statue painting. She struggled on that one.
Oh, that's right. You're right.
Kelsey and Joey get the blessing first, but they go the wrong way, the wrong location. So here it is.
They had an opportunity to be first.
And they probably would have U-turned the green team.
Yeah.
If they didn't, that would just be stupid.
I
but
agree.
Here they had a chance, and they just, a mistake was made.
Yeah.
I think they're so, what was the cabin? Was it the tut-tut guy took them to the wrong place? It's just one of those things where I think you're so geared on beating a team that you stop thinking for a second.
Yeah.
Maybe they gave the wrong information. I don't know. I just know they went to the wrong location. There's two challenges. You can load cargo because they recycle everything in India, which you should.
Right.
Which you should do. The 120 oil cans, or you have to make candy out of white pumpkin, 90
it's
pounds
not pumpkin,
worth.
It was watermelon.
It says white pumpkin. They kept saying white pumpkin.
No, they said white watermelon.
I swear it was pumpkin.
White
it looked like a watermelon, but they kept saying white pumpkin.
All
right, we're going to disagree.
Watermelon.
They said because I even wrote it down, white pumpkin.
And I even told you then, it's watermelon.
Anyway, let's see. Now you've interrupted me.
It's watermelon, not pumpkin. Watermelon. Watermelon.
Anyway.
Watermelon.
Logan and Chris pick candy.
Yes.
Denise and Justin pick the cans.
So I wonder what they do. So they got they washed the watermelon, and then how does it become candy?
It's pumpkin. They got to do something with it.
It's gonna be sweet. Pumpkins are not sweet, Jack. So it wouldn't be pumpkins. It's
watermelon. About? What are you talking about? Your pumpkin drinks you drink all the time. They're sweet drinks.
It's syrup. That's the difference.
We're close to ending this podcast right now.
Anyway,
so you see why we couldn't be on the team together. No, it's pumpkin, watermelon, pumpkin, watermelon, pumpkin, watermelon.
I already told you we can't because I can't go to India.
Okay. Justin and Diana pick cans. Cheerleaders finish fourth. Justin and Diana start to stack the cans. And Justin's just having a good old time.
Yeah, and he's smart and he's quick and he's doing all. But even What's-Her-Face and the news people, if they would have got there first, he was doing pretty quick too.
Yeah, but they were arguing about the math.
I know.
They're getting a little frustrated with math, but he's having fun. He's just he's dancing to the music.
He can, but you know what? He can be that way because I think he really knows he's doing he's got this.
Well, I think he knows he's confident. And obviously, since that first leg where he was just bawling like a baby, he just understands, be relaxed, be calm, think about it, do it right, and move on.
Yeah.
You're just not panicking. Like I said, everybody else is so panicked. You know, they say it at every pit stop. We can't beat him. We're trying to get it. We're doing everything. They're so frustrated that they can't beat him that it's in there. I think they make the little mistakes that cost them just a little
bit
of time.
I agree with
you. You can't do that. And I know it's hard. It's easier said than done. Logan and Chris start to argue, which was a shock, which just shocked me. Team Texas finally finishes.
Yes.
Kelsey and Joey are behind the green team again.
Yes.
And then they get there, and they're a little behind, and they're trying to do the cans. And I don't know. They kept dropping the cans.
But, you know, again,
but even then, when they're trying to stack the cans, whereas Denise and Justin did it calmly, put the cans, stacked them. You know, even looked at it. They're rushing to put the can. They're dropping cans here, dropping cans there.
But even the cheerleaders were trying to help the Texas guys. I thought that was sweet.
Yeah.
But then they realized that they knew what they were doing. They didn't really need to say much to them.
Denise and James Earl choose candy as well.
Yep.
So the cheerleaders. They race for the U-turn. Justin and Diana get lost.
Yes.
They're lost. I said, remember because I said last week, I go, I hope it's not a cab driver or a tut-tut that gets them in the wrong, you know, they lose the race because of that. And I'm thinking, okay, if they don't, and they knew it. If he goes, but they didn't seem stressed out. Look, if we don't get there first, we're in trouble.
Right.
We're in trouble. We have to get, because they know they're a target, we'll have to get there first. But still get to the U-turn first and choose not to U-turn anyone, which
and,
I thought.
And again, why would they have
Would they have to? The only thing I think of is you turn the news team because they seem to be the ones on their heels the whole time. But at this point, why
take a chance?
Why take a chance? Just do it. Even though the news team had a chance, they would U-turn them.
I
think everybody would.
Yeah, of course they would. That makes sense. And then the news team was second
team,
they decided to U-turn the Texans, and I knew right then, I was like, oh, they're done.
Yeah, team is at the Taj Mahal, which looks really nice.
Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it? Yeah. Now, I would love to see that.
Yeah. Because everyone says, what is this, the Taj Mahal? What do you think? We think of the Taj Mahal? To actually go to the Taj Mahal, I think would be cool. Because you've heard that since, did they have it around when you were a kid?
Shut up.
They had it around when I was a kid. They'd say the Taj Mahal, and they would eat pumpkin candy.
Okay.
Anyway, and they would go to Moonlight Gardens, which is a very important to remember Moonlight Garden later on this race. Joey and Kelsey, you turn Team Texas. I don't think Kelsey wanted to do it, but Joey said yes. And here's how I think they did it. Obviously, they would have taken Team Green out if they had a chance.
I agree.
But they couldn't. They couldn't beat Team Green. Who's the one person? The other team that they probably could lose against. It's Team Texas. So why not just take? Okay, we eliminate Team Texas. Now all we have to do is worry about beating Team Green.
I would agree with you if it was a Team Texas at the beginning when they were really good. But in the last three or four legs, they've just been idiots and just kind of. I don't mean to say idiots, but they've just been not playing the game.
They've been struggling. But to be fair, yesterday they did. Last night they did pretty well, but they had so many different things going against them.
True.
To start off with, but they have been struggling. They have been because they got off their game. You know, touring Paris and stuff like that. But I think you look at Kelsey and Joey; they've finished ahead of everybody else almost every other time, except you know. And if I was looking at Team Texas, if it came down to a race, well, Kelsey's not the best runner.
Yeah.
So I say, you know, if I can get to the final three,
I see your point.
Anything can happen because we've seen it before where someone gets the wrong cab.
Right.
And I was talking to Russ yesterday, the Canadian. He said that when he talked to Bates Battaglia, he said how they picked the cab driver. He said what they would do is, remember they we talked about how they would go around looking for different landmarks. They would ask the cab driver about different landmarks before they got in the cab. If the cab driver didn't know these major landmarks, they wouldn't get in that cab. They'd go get to another cab.
What a good idea.
Because they figured that cab driver, if he couldn't tell you what something major was, he would have trouble finding something that was
minor.
Minor. So I go, well, I never even thought about
that. That's a great idea.
So that's how smart the Battaglia brothers were.
Wow.
They would go, and this is what, we should probably have him on the podcast.
Yes.
He skates at the rink, so we should have him there one day. Just say, come on over.
It's your job. You're the producer.
Talk to Amazing Race with us. Let's see. So Team Green wins again.
Yep.
Out in front. I mean, it just, you know. Was the same guy getting shaved the whole time, though? The guy that was at this pit stop getting shaved?
The guy that was a shaver kept walking over and saying, welcome.
Welcome, then goes, I got to go back. Got to go back to work, because that's what we do in India. The news crew finishes second. With close by Team Bickering.
Yes.
I changed their name to Team Bickering.
Okay.
Because at one point, Logan's doing the... did I skip a page? Did I skip a page? I did not. So I liked at one point, she goes, take my name out of your mouth. Take my name out of your mouth. If you don't stop, I'm quitting.
I know.
But, we got to hurry. We got to hurry. We got to hurry. I don't think that helps. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know you're trying to hurry, but you got... Team Texas is even, of course, they don't know if Team Texas went to the other challenge, but you just have to stay ahead of the people that are in front of you.
Yeah.
Relax and do what you have to do.
I agree.
Anyway, the cheerleaders finished fourth. They're all happy. They do a little Indian dance.
Yes. And then they did the Bollywood dance.
Is that Bollywood?
Yeah. And then the other thing I was thinking was, okay, here I thought that, because then Team Alabama gets lost.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, I'm excited. Because not that I wanted them out, but I really...
I like them as a team.
Yeah, but if I had to pick between the two teams, my team is Texas. So I was thinking... But, like, again, you never know how far they really are.
Because, I do like how when Team Texas saw they got U-turned, they're like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Man.
But there was no whining.
There was no whine like, they're dead to me. Or right. Some people get angry. Yes. I think they realize it's a game.
Right.
It's a sporting event. And even if... whenever you're in a sporting event, if you can get an advantage, you have to take that advantage. You can't be... friendly, even though they were the week before against with the cheerleaders, he could have easily have done that.
Oh,
because there's no way the cheerleaders.
No,
I'm not knocking the cheerleaders, but there's no way they could have been U-turned.
Well, besides,
do the laundry thing.
Well, no matter what, those boys are double their size.
Right,
walking distance, their feet will go faster than the.
Well, not only that, but they could outrun them. They could pushing the laundry. It just would have been tough for the cheerleaders to do, but they handled. I thought they handled the U-turn.
I agree.
Probably the best I've ever seen.
I would agree with you.
I could be wrong. I could try to top my head, but I've seen people get upset and ticked off and like, ah! Can you imagine if the paparazzi guys had been, Logan and Chris had been U-turned?
And bitching
the whole time. He was already complaining about, I hope we're not U-turned. I can't do another challenge. I'm like going, well, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
So anyway, Team Pink goes to the wrong location. And they're looking and they're looking and they're looking. Team Texas finishes a candy. They did pretty fast.
Yeah, they did.
But I thought Denise and James Earl still looking for Phil.
I know.
In fact, James Earl said, Phil is good at playing hide-and-go-seek, which I thought was the best line of the night. Team Texas seems to, in no sense of urgency, to stack the cans.
No.
Maybe
they knew.
Maybe they knew they were so far. But they did say a couple times, well, maybe a team got lost. But they just didn't seem there was no sense of, let's get this done quick. Let's get this done quick. In fact, they're just kind of, I think it was Tanner, was just standing around looking up. And I'm like going, stack the cans. Let's go. At that point, I guess you can't panic, but you have to be, I don't know. But anyway.
Again, I wish we would know the time lapse between each team.
Right.
I wish maybe they don't do this so that we don't just go, oh, we're done watching it.
Well, that's the way they do it, to add suspense.
Right.
You can usually tell when they're doing the back and forth, then they show the camera coming up to Phil, and it's the team that doesn't get eliminated.
Right.
If the other team doesn't show up right after that on the mat, then you know that they're
back. Yeah, I know, but again, I wish you would just know.
Again, CBS.com, the $5.99 app that you have pay.
Yes.
I would pay the $5.99 to watch these behind-the-scenes stuff.
All right,
Gary. I'm just saying, CBS.
I would call them up and tell them.
Pitch it to them. Yeah. What do I get at it?
Maybe they'll give you a little something.
Okay. Anyway, Denise and James Earl finally, and they looked like
I think they thought they were going to be
done. They went 11 miles.
Ooh, and her heart rate was like, 139, 134, like something like that?
Well, your heart rate's really up there.
11 miles she walked.
And she, it was, well, for the whole race, but still.
Was the whole race? I thought it was just that day.
No, it was 11 miles in for that day, yeah.
Yeah.
For that leg of the race, yeah.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. And she looked tired. She looked exhausted.
But she hung in there.
She handed it, and they didn't panic. They finally figured out, okay, well, I did like how she said, like, have you seen people like us? Like us. And I'm like, which is, I mean, I'm sure she meant people racing.
I know.
It just didn't come out right. But anyway. And then Team Texas, the last ones to arrive. They finished Tellusville. They were the last to arrive. And, yeah, you know.
All right.
We did well. I mean, we did what we could. And, but with class. So hated to see them go, but I thought they were the class act of the race. And to me, it's just, unless Justin and Denise get a bad cab driver, not Denise, Diana get a bad cab driver, they don't lose.
I'm with you.
Because what else, what haven't they been able to do? I mean, they're calm. When it gets down to whatever the final thing is of the three teams.
They have to remember everything.
Well, sometimes it was something different last time. They have to remember something.
I'm sure they
sit there all night long writing everything down that it could possibly be. Yeah. And they probably memorized it.
And I would find it very unlikely
because they're both
aren't going to win.
Because neither one of them is a weak player.
No.
They're both strong. The cheerleaders could sneak in there. I think the news team is strong.
Yeah.
But for some reason, they just can't. I mean, something like I said, one little hitch where they went to the wrong place that put them probably about 10 minutes behind them was just enough for them not to get to U-turn.
And if you said those hockey guys were so smart and doing all that stuff, then I can't imagine Justin's figuring that all out.
He's probably, because remember they said too, they go, we don't even see them. So they must not be socializing with them outside the race.
Uh-huh.
They're probably just going, because I'm sure Justin doesn't want to give them any information, anything like that.
Absolutely not.
So they're probably going, maybe they're doing that, going to different locations, because they just seem to be Johnny on the spot. So
it's smart if you're
going heads off
that.
To them. I mean, they should have maybe amazing race with all the teams that have won that were strong winners. Like you have the Pataglia brothers come back. If Justin and Diana win, have them come back. Just the strong teams to see how it would play out.
Huh.
You know, winners that were strong.
Yeah,
winners if you get them back, because it's different than Survivor. Because Survivor, you vote. You know, you know how people play, and it's how people conniving and stuff like that. But this is different. This is, you know, you have to physically beat someone each week.
Yeah, I hear you.
Or outthink them each week.
Right,
part of the game. But I enjoyed it. It was a good episode. I just hated to see Team Texas. It's just this right now. Logan and Chris. I don't hate them. But it's just they seem to be the ones that.
I thought Texas was going to be top three, but I'm still with the news guys. I'm with the green, and I'm kind of thinking maybe the cheerleaders and maybe Alabama. One of those.
Yeah.
It depends on what kind of day they have that day.
Yeah, it just they have to because the cheerleaders have been good since even though they struggled last week. Overall, their game has been much better.
Yep.
As we go on, they just have to get a little emotional sometimes.
Yes. Yeah, you know, they're women. We get
I'm glad you said that, not me.
Well, you know, we get emotional. And it's not that we're getting emotional because we're babies and weak. We get emotional because we hold our feelings on our sleeves. And so she's not crying because she's a wimp or baby. She's crying because she's angry. And
well, she's a cheerleader, and cheerleaders are athletes.
Like I always say,
I'm serious.
When I'm angry, I'll cry.
When I'm angry, I just get angrier.
I know, but I always hate that part of me as a woman because I hate that you could see that. I don't want anybody to think I'm weak because right away men think you're weak if you're a woman crying. It's not a weakness. You're just so frustrated that the tears come out.
So frustrated.
Anyway.
That the tears come out.
I hate you.
I hate you. Anyway, that's our show for the day.
Yes.
And we're hoping to record next Friday and get the show out earlier because that's Friday night, the day after Thanksgiving.
Because we're going out of town to see a Charger game.
Yeah, can't wait to see that team play.
Oh, I know. We're not going for it because it's losing.
Nah,
we're going because just get away.
Just get away.
We're leaving Saturday night on a jet plane.
Plane to Georgia. Anyway.
We're not going to Georgia.
I know, but we're going through Georgia.
Okay.
So anyway, if you, at this time, I'd like to thank a special couple of special patrons.
Is that right?
Patrons. Tack from Tokyo and Eckhart Rickner Gladfelter, thanks for helping us out and doing what you can. Again, if you'd like to help us out, you can go to patreon.com/ and search Jay and Jack, and you can help us out there. Be a patron. There's all kinds of different things. We're having our live Patreon show this Friday at 8 p.m., 9 p.m. I guess we're still working back and forth on the time. Haven't got a confirmation yet. I think Colleen said 9 p.m., but I said 8 would be okay, too. Whatever works best for everybody else. We do it live. It's for the special Patreons. If you go on the jayandjack.com, you can see the different lists on there, and we just talk about whatever you want to talk about. Last time we rambled on over about 2 hours. We had no idea what we were going to talk about, and once we started, we could have gone on for another 2 hours. Jay was saying that he's okay with Hall & Oates being in the Hall of Fame, but not Journey.
Which
doesn't make sense.
He's our son?
Yeah, I know. He's crazy.
Okay.
But anyway, that's the show. If you have any questions, you can send us questions. Just send it to lostpodcast@gmail.com. Once again,
lostpodcast@gmail.com.
Or you can give us a call at 385-206-0311. Call anytime. I think that's the number. Right?
Again, sticky note.
Sticky note.
All this information.
Where's the... Well, Jay used to have sticky notes all over
the
computer.
Yeah, because you should. That's what a good producer does. Good job, Jeremiah.
But has he ever won a podcast award for producing? No, sorry.
You have a podcast award over there.
That's not for producing. That's best entertainment.
Okay.
Not for producing.
All right.
All right.
Sounds good.
That's all we got.
I'm still going to say he's better than you.
He is. He is. I don't deny it. I don't like being the producer.
I know.
I don't like
doing
it.
Good job. I'm proud of you.
Oh,
thank
now
you.
I do a good job.
For us.
For us.
Anyway.
And the Trevor Hoffman clock is not working. It says 9:30.
It's not.
All right, guys. That's it. Hasta luego. And
goodbye.
Goodbye.